And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Yes, and today we're going to have a big dance party to celebrate Friday. All of the cast joining in.
And we want to again mention the mailing list. We have decided that we will not be so arbitrary anymore, that if you want to be on the mailing list, you'll be on it, and that's it.
Well, it wasn't growing very fast the way we were doing it.
Turning down so many requests that we only had about three or four on the mailing list, and it was hardly worth it. So we've decided now to accept almost anybody, really.
Well, there's a lot of stuff coming off the Bob and Ray assembly lines, and this looks to be as if it's going to be the big production period for us.
In other words, folks, I think you're seeing through it. We have a lot of junk to unload, and you're the folks who are going to absorb it. So stand by, and we'll fill you in as we go along. If you want to get on the mailing list, I think it's very easy now. Just send your name, right?
Yes, or if you've ever written before, you may find yourself on the mailing list without even writing again.
Well, what are you going to do this weekend? Put up the skis, I suppose?
I'm going to try to get in some 80-meter jumps if I can. Mm-hmm. But I'm not too good at it. Fall down too much. You said you saw the other day, you saw some crocuses, did you?
Yeah.
Could you tell us about those, please?
All right, sure. Do I have
You have all the time you want, yeah.
Well, friends, not crocuses, but I did see some early tulips.
Oh, tulips.
This is several weeks ago I saw them. Everyone sees them now. But, and daffodils, and jonquils, and crocuses out in the lawn.
Is this the time to put out tulip bulbs, or should I have done it last fall?
Oh, it's much too late.
It's too late.
Come
That's
on,
right.
now,
Well,
really.
I'm not horticulturally inclined to, you know.
Well, it's your own fault.
I know it is. I kick myself for it frequently.
You had the opportunity, like the rest of us, to acquaint yourself with horticulture many, many years ago, and we had a course on it under Dean Archer Armstead at the Lackawanna Field Station, but you didn't want to go. It was too far to drive, you said.
Well, that and I was having my ballet lesson the same day. It conflicted.
That's right.
And,
I'm sorry, I missed those too.
Hard. You were taking ballet at that time, too.
Oh, that's right. And it's just not for me, those ballet. I'm not very dainty on my feet.
No. Well, you have other attributes to make up for it.
Why do you always have to insult me?
I'm not insulting. I'm complimenting.
Not insulting when he says attributes. That's a nice point to have.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I'll say on your head.
No.
What's the matter with you anyway, Webb? You have a real complex today.
No, it's not.
A chip on your shoulder or something?
No.
Are you nervous about the coming out party you're having?
Oh, you heard about it?
Yeah,
I heard. Yes, I am a little nervous about it because I was talking to Pearl Marlowe. She's my date.
Yes.
And she doesn't know whether she can come or not.
No, it wouldn't really be.
I'd like you to meet her mother. She's here, anyway.
Pearl's mother?
Yes.
Yes,
hello.
I'm mother of Pearl.
How are you?
Fine.
I'm sorry, Pearl couldn't make it, too.
Well, Pearl is busy at school, and she probably won't get to the dance because...
When's this going to be, this party? Next week?
Next week sometime.
Right. Well, will you show Mother of Pearl to a seat, and we'll get on with the rest of the show.
Come on,
Maybe
Mother.
We can chat with you later if we can. Here with us today is one of the outstanding authors in his particular field, which is writing children's stories. I think sometimes it's good for us adults to kind of have an idea of what's going on in the children's market and books, especially if we have kids of our own. Keep up to date. Mr. August T. May is a name you may not... recognize right away, but I think when I mention some of the books he's written, you've heard your kids talk about them. Do you remember a few years ago the book that sold so many copies called The Day the Sky Was Pink? Mr. May, I think you followed that with The Day the Sky Was Brown.
Yes.
And then the next year, The Day the Sky Was Purple was
the... Yes, and then The Day the Sun Didn't Come Out, The Day the Moon Was Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote The Fish Bowl. About fish who played football.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, those all, of course, bring back great memories. We thought today we might just have a few words from you and chat about how you go about writing children's books, how you get ideas. And I might mention that Mr. May is quite a fashion plate. He's well-dressed up here today. That's a sign of your kind of a trademark with you, isn't it?
Yes. This is a suit.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gray suit.
I noticed
that. Can you see my gray suit?
Yes.
Here, feel my gray suit.
It's very nice. Nice material.
It is a woolen cloth gray suit.
Does your friend have a gray suit?
Sometimes my friend wears a gray suit.
Mm-hmm.
This is my hat. It is a felt hat.
It's brown, isn't it?
It is a brown felt
That's
hat.
That's what I thought.
Here. See my round felt hat.
Yes. Well, now let's get to the books that you write and how you create them. How do you get your ideas? From observing children or...
Yes, I watch children. Look at the children play. I am looking at children, and they're playing.
Sure.
My friends sometimes play. I have a dog who runs and plays and jumps
with my friends. Spot?
My dog's name is Spot.
Who called Mr. May up here for this interview today?
Don't look at me. Why? I'm down here with Mother of Pearl.
Mr. May, have you got any new books coming out that we might be looking forward to?
Yes, I am writing another book. I am writing a book for children. Children will look at my book.
And they'll read it and like it, of course.
Children will read my book, and they will like my book.
I want to wish you a very pleasant trip back home. What do you call home, Mr. May? Where is your
home? My home is a brown house.
I mean, where?
My home is a brown house on Pine Street.
I see.
My home is in back of a big elm tree.
And you'll be...
See? There is the elm tree.
Okay, August T. May, ladies and gentlemen, our literary guest.
There is a window in my house.
Thank you, sir. Time now for the Bob and Ray Good Neighbor Award. And this time it's a gentleman, Mr. E. Ralph Graham, who, by our assistance, research, proved himself to be the good neighbor. Mr. Graham, I wonder if you'd sit down here and tell us a little bit about why you were chosen for this Bob and Ray Award. I know you did something rather outstanding.
Well, it came as a complete surprise to me. It isn't often that a person is so beautifully rewarded for doing a nice turn for, for another fellow human.
The reason for our award, of course, is to call attention to the nice things that are done by people and which may go unheralded in the course of the day's news.
Well, I think that both you and your partner are doing a genuine service to people to promote goodwill among one another.
As I understand it, sir, you own a crystal wine goblet factory, is that right? You make crystal wine glasses.
We make those wine glasses and water goblets, yes. And a very fine quality glass.
All right, well, what was the particular incident which called you to the attention of our researchers, Mr. Graham?
Well, it was about 3 weeks ago that one of my men, when I say my men, I mean an employee of mine, and that was Lionel.
Don't mention his name, please.
No. Well, Lionel was with me for 32 years. And want me to hurry up?
I'm giving you a speed-up signal, yes.
Lionel was with me for 32 years, and he was in the charge at the end of the assembly line where you go and then brush him with a soft cloth.
Rather important position to hold, and he held it well, did he, for 32 years?
32 years. Well, he was on one of the glasses, and it fell to the floor.
This was an expensive goblet,
mm-hmm. and I had to dismiss him, of course.
Of course you did. But the manner in which you did this is really the reason why you are the good neighbor this past month.
I held my temper, and I didn't fire him summarily, but I gave him a week's notice. And also, instead of giving him a letter of recommendation, I promised not to call any prospective employer and tell him how poor a worker he was.
Very heartwarming story, Mr. Graham, and our thanks to you for coming here and telling it today. We want you to be the recipient of some special Bob and Ray gifts. A trip to Paris via an airplane.
That's right.
Is yours.
A luggage manufacturer is sending over two beautiful overnight cases.
You'll stay in a hotel in Paris at our expense.
You'll receive $1,000 in the currency of a prominent nation.
We hope you have a pleasant time, Mr. Graham, and again, our thanks. Nicely spoken, Ray Goulding, and we'll be back with a 21-gun salute in just 10 seconds.
All right, Corporal, give the command to fire, please.
Fire! Come on, man.
Have a nice weekend, everyone. Until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.